The Borough Bookshop Holiday by Kylie Dunbar. Read by Helen Duff for Saga Egmont. Advertisement. A novel holiday idea. Borough Bookshop invites you to live out your dreams of running your very own bookshop in historic Devonshire Harbour Village for a fortnight. Spend your days talking about books with customers in your own charming bookshop and serving up delicious cream teas in the cozy cafe nook. Get to know our wonderful volunteers, all locals, always ready to offer a helping hand. After shutting up shop, climb the spiral staircase to your two-bed apartment and settle down to admire the Atlantic views. When your holiday's over, simply hand the keys to the next holidaymaker bookseller. Request your booking early. Currently, there is a 19-month waiting list. Small, fully equipped private kitchen and shower room on site. All shop and cafe takings retained by the Borrow a Bookshop community charity. Apply in writing to Borrow a Bookshop, Upper Long, Clove Law, Devon. £380 charge per let for 14 days. Chapter 1.
Gran needs me. Sorry, I say, not making eye contact because I know I've said this 1,000 times before and it wears a bit thin with people.
You really won't come out tonight?
Daniel's looking at me incredulously from behind the yellow lenses of his achingly fashionable, chunky sunglasses.
You only graduate once. We should be drinking champagne till dawn.
There's plenty of champagne here, I say, gesturing across the sunny quad at the waiting staff holding their trays laden with bubbly. All around us, families are raising glasses and beaming their approval at their graduating loved ones. I'm not really seeing them, though. I'm scanning the spaces between the family groups.
Looking for a mark?
Daniel prods, and I ignore the hint of dismay in his voice. He stops a passing waiter and grabs two tall flutes, pressing one into my hand.
He'll be over in a sec, I imagine.
I use Daniel's pointed silence to glug my bubbly and put on a good performance of looking just as happy as my classmates, who are all milling around in their cliques, signing each other's graduation ceremony booklets and posing for group selfies. Only moments ago, we all processed out of the university's fancy auditorium and into the July glare. Daniel couldn't get a ticket, even though I wanted my best friend there to witness it all. Tickets were limited to 3 guests per graduate, so he was waiting outside for me, looking handsome as hell in his suit, with his dark hair beautifully quiffed as usual. He'd been standing by the doors when we all emerged, flowers in hand, red roses, because he knows how much I appreciate anything resembling a romantic gesture from a novel. Mum and Dad bound towards us over the lawn. They were the last to leave the ceremony, and I just know they were having their usual faffy struggle with the footrests on Gran's knackered old wheelchair. Gran's sailing towards us, glamorous as ever, cooing and waving, but I see her get distracted before she reaches us.
Wait a sec, Ronnie,
I hear her instructing Mum. She's pointing her walking stick towards the Pym's table and the sign reading Free Bar above it, and I watch Mum divert her in that direction. Dad's looking so proud as he approaches. I'm not really sure how to react. It's so strange being the centre of attention. He's snapping photos of me and Daniel on his big old camera before his hug knocks the mortarboard off my head.
Well done, Jude. You did it, my clever girl.